The information in this program is for educational purposes only and is not meant to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any illness or disease or injury. Consult a qualified health practitioner for answers to your personal medical questions.
This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Are you or your loved one in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Don't give up hope. Dr. Yardley has had success with thousands of patients who previously tried all kinds of different procedures, but to no avail. Patients come from around the world to right here in the Northwest to get treatment from Dr. Yardley. So listen and learn about his unique and natural methods and the possibilities for you. This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Dr. Yardley, in just a moment, we're going to talk to one of your patients, John. But I want you to give us a little background. Who is he? What's his background?
Well, John came to us April of this year, and John's career, his profession is basically dealing with some rambunctious characters. He's an armed security officer.
Okay.
And about a few years ago, he had to deal with someone that didn't really see things his way.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure John dealt with it appropriately, but it left John with some issues as well, which is why he came in to see us.
All right. Well, let's talk to John. John, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you.
So you had this event that happened 3 years ago. What did it leave you with? What was your physical condition when you went in to see Dr. Yardley?
Well, I was having issues with numbness and tingling in my hands, especially when I tried to go to sleep. And it had come to a point after several months where it would ache so much that I'm a grown man. I felt like crying. And I was at my wit's end.
Tell me about that was in your hands. You also had some issues with your arm?
Yes. And this numbness would radiate down my arm to my hand. And it was, they were telling me, the medical doctors were telling me it was a pinched nerve and that it would, work its way out. Well, it never did. And the symptoms kept getting worse and worse to a point where I wasn't able to sleep. So I went to a medical professional, and they said that I would probably lose the use of my hands if this continued. So I sought other medical help, and I went to a surgeon who said that they were going to have to slice open my neck in the front and work toward the back and fuse some of my vertebrae in my neck, leaving me a little bit stiff-necked, and this would only last for 3 to 5 years, what they told me, and it was not 100%, and they'd probably have to do it again. So I heard Dr. Yardley's program, and I gave him a call, and, the rest is history.
Wow. So, I mean, they were literally talking about performing extensive surgery on you, and that surgery wouldn't last for any length of time.
That's true, yes. And I just didn't see any sense in somebody slicing open my neck and working in there, turning me into a Frankenstein's monster.
That sounds, it sounds frankly frightening to me. Did you find yourself, scared at the prospect of that?
Oh, yes, most definitely, because, the non-permanence of it, it was not a fix-all. It was just a temporary thing. Like I said, I was at my wit's end. I had no idea. Then I heard Dr. Yardley's program, and it made sense to me that aligning the body and the mind and getting everything and working, it just made sense to me. So I went to him, and ever since then, I'm about 80 to 90%. I have no problem sleeping. I'm able to get back into my exercise regimen. I'm doing 80 to 90% better now.
Now, when you talk about 80 to 90% better, and you're talking about your arm and then your hands, is most of the tingling gone from your hands? Is the aching in your arm gone?
Yes. Since I've been to Dr. Yardley, I have had no aches or pains in my arms, my legs, or anything. 80 to 90%, I still have, my hands will fall asleep every once in a while I'm sleeping, but I readjust myself, and it's fine. So, but compared to what it used to be, I'm much, much better.
So tell me about the procedure with Dr. Yardley. I mean, you had surgeons who wanted to cut open your neck. Was Dr. Yardley's procedure invasive? Was it something that jerked you around a lot?
No. I've been to chiropractors where you actually hear the crack and feel it in your neck. And when Dr. Yardley performed his little magic, I heard just a little pop, and I felt nothing.
So it was a gentle process.
Yes, it was very gentle. I no jerking, no nothing. It was, what he did was so precise I've only had one other adjustment since then, and it's definitely changed my life.
Yeah, one of the things about John's case, it's an interesting case because his neck, in terms of damage and degeneration, wasn't especially bad, which compared to the cases we see all of the time.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is the approach, whether it's within my profession or other professions, is to try and address the disc issues in the middle of the neck.
Mm-hmm.
What they never look at is the head and how the head is positioned on the neck, primarily because they really don't have tools to address that. Yet that's what we do. That's our expertise.
Mm-hmm. So, John, you would recommend Dr. Yardley to other people suffering from the kind of pain you've experienced?
Almost definitely. I'm sorry to say they'd be a fool if they don't try it. At least go and talk to them.
John, thanks for making time to chat with us today.
No, thanks for the time. Yeah.
Thank you, John. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Dr. Yardley, that's one of the more amazing stories that we've heard from any of your patients, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, John's done great.
I'm glad to hear it, too.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues Dr. Yardley's patients have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
Headaches. Dr. Yardley, I want to talk to you about headaches. I am a person who, I get them very rarely. I get them usually just before I'm going to get sick.
Mm-hmm.
It's very rarely, but I know there are people that get them a lot and that I'm not necessarily normal. What do you know about headaches? What can you do about them?
Well, I could certainly agree that you might not necessarily be normal. I'm like you. I don't get headaches.
Okay.
And but in my 30-plus years of practice, I have certainly had the opportunity to sit across the table from many thousands of people that live with headaches. Perhaps if I had to pick the one most common symptom that I see, it would actually be headaches. And the world is really made up of two people. And the first kind of people are the people that you ask them about headaches and they say, doesn't everyone get headaches? I mean, isn't that normal? Isn't that part of being human? And they just live with it.
Right.
They live with it, taking medication, just thinking this is the way life's supposed to be. The second group of people, you know, they say like, what is a headache? Well, you know, they just don't know what it is. So, you know, when you look at headaches, there are three kinds of headaches. There are tension headaches, there are cluster headaches, and there are migraine headaches. Now, there are subcategories to those. We're just not going to get into the details of defining what they are. These are all, you know, they're just painful. They're no fun to live with.
And I've had a professor that had migraine headaches when I was up at Western, and they would, his migraines would lay him out for weeks at a time. The whole darkened room, the dark glasses, the whole thing.
That's so true. With migraine headaches, I classically say it punches holes in your life because once it hits, you're checking out from life, dark room, vomiting, not doing much until that headache passes. Maybe a few hours or maybe a day, day and a half, and hopefully not weeks, but then you come back into life again.
So let's talk about a couple of your patients. You had one named Timothy, I believe, that you treated.
Yeah, Tim came to me. Tim was 38 years old, and
okay.
He'd been involved in a motor vehicle accident. And motor vehicle accidents, people don't realize that you can be actually exposed to as much as 12 G's of force when you're involved in a whiplash-type injury. And so he'd been experiencing a number of things as a result of that motor vehicle accident, and one of them is a thing called brain fog. And I picked up that term from my patients, not one that I've created,
okay.
But it has to do with the fact that the brain just doesn't work the way it was before. It doesn't click. It's not spontaneous.
You're fuzzy.
Yeah, you can't always express your thoughts. Yeah. You know what your thoughts are, but you have difficulty verbalizing them. And he had this. He was also experiencing a lot of head pressure. And when he graded it on a scale, a pain scale from 0 to 10, 10 being the worst, he graded an 8 out of a 10. So clearly he was living with a lot of pain.
Okay.
He was trying to self-treat it with Tylenol and then not so self-treat it with Vicodin, because he did that, of course. That's a prescription drug.
Too.
Yeah, yeah. And so he was using this just to make life tolerable. And,
right, and to get through.
Exactly, exactly. But he'd heard about the work that we did. So when we evaluated him, we found that there was a definite compromise in the brain-body connection. The head wasn't sitting straight on the neck. All the testing showed us that things up in that area were not the way that they should be. So we launched upon a project to try and get that corrected for him. We started doing a program of care and getting that corrected. And 4 weeks down the road, I sat down with him, and here's what he said. He said that the pressure was less intense, and it was no longer daily, because he was getting it every day before.
Wow.
So we continued, and it was another month down the road, and he indicated that the headaches, the head pain, the head pressure was 70% better. And then another 2 months later, he reported that it was 90% better.
Restoring the brain and body connection.
Exactly. It is. Doing so very safely, very naturally, without any kind of pain. It's enabling the body to heal itself.
Now, what about Glennis? That was another person. I think she was involved in a motor vehicle accident also, yes?
Yeah, she was not, actually.
Okay. What about Glennis?
Glennis illustrates how these things can develop, and you don't have to be in a motor vehicle accident. Other things can cause them. Now, Glennis was 53 years old, and she was dealing with head tightness about 3 times a week, and she attempted to treat this with Tylenol and Benadryl. What had happened, though, for Glennis was she'd been injured 5 years beforehand in a physical fight.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. And then about 3 years after this, suffering as much as she was, she had a dear sister that tried to help her. And what the sister did was she grabbed her neck and cracked it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And immediately things got worse.
So she came to you.
Yes. 2 years later, after that happened, she came to see me, and we evaluated it, and there was very clearly problems going on up in that area. So we outlined a proposed solution for her, and she accepted and started it, and things began to improve almost immediately. And it wasn't too long down the road that the pain and the pressures that she had were gone completely, and actually they did not return.
So you sound like you would be advocating that the whole idea that, well, you just live with your headache and you just take your chemicals, you know, you take your Advil, you take your Tylenol, that maybe that's not the best way to deal with it.
I would say this. If you get a sudden severe headache like you've never had before, go to the emergency room. But if you're living with chronic headaches day in and out, week in and week out, year in and year out.
Ongoing pain.
Different story. At that point, usually by the time they get to the Yardley Institute, they've tried everything else. And if I had to pick the one most common symptom we see, it is headaches. And often it comes from a compromise in that brain-body connection.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to YardleyInstitute.org.
More of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
Dr. Yardley, in just a moment, we're going to talk to one of your patients, Beverly. Tell us her circumstances, how she came to be with you.
Well, Beverly had actually come in and seen me a number of years ago and had received some real good help. And so I hadn't seen her for a while, and then she returned recently having developed some newer problems.
Well, let's talk to her. Bev is down in Toledo. How are things down in Toledo, Bev?
They're
They're very well, thank you.
I'm glad to hear that. You sound like you're doing well. Now, you weren't doing so well when you went back to go see Dr. Yardley. Tell us your story.
I do walking every morning. I walk 4 miles, and I've been doing this for some time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started getting pains in my right leg that started in the hip and then around to the front in the knee and down towards the ankle. And I every day was just getting worse and worse. And finally, it took me an hour and a half to make this walk. And I knew when I got home, I had to come back in and see Dr. Yardley. There was no putting it off. So I called, and they got me in the next day.
So now you've had some experience with Dr. Yardley in the past. It is, and that experience was a good one, right?
Yes, it was.
Okay, so you went in and talked to them, and what was your procedure like? What did they do?
Well, they did. First, Dr. Yardley came in and talked to me and asked me lots of questions, and he writes down everything you say, and he has you just tell him everything that's happening with you, how you're feeling, where it's hurting, how far it's hurting, how bad it's hurting, and then he does x-rays and tests and...
That's correct. And so with Beverly, she had developed a problem. Oftentimes this leg pain actually comes from the low back, and that often comes because you've got a leg shorter than the other. And that was the case with Beverly. She had one leg shorter than the other. She had one hip higher than the other.
Now, that's not actually the leg is not literally physically shorter.
Often it's what we call a functional short leg, which is very different from an anatomical short leg.
Right. Functional means it's treated as a shorter leg.
It's a correctable one.
Yeah, yeah. Something
she can do
correct.
Something about that. And so we got it corrected, evened out her legs, evened out her hips, and she took off.
Now, isn't that just a great example of why the show is called Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally? And it's Bev's case is not unusual. Because the whole idea is Dr. Yardley, at the Yardley Institute, they do the procedure that allows your body then to get out of its own way and start healing itself. And the impact is it changes somebody's life. Bev, tell me about your process.
It gets better and better and better. Just gets well. Sometimes you just wonder how this happens because it just does correct itself.
It's a very non-invasive process. Is that correct?
Oh, yes. It's just, when I went in for the very first treatment, you don't even feel anything at all. And then he just corrects it as needed, and it just gets better.
So tell me.
The body does heal itself.
It does. So tell us where you are today. I mean, obviously, when you were getting this leg pain, it had a direct impact on your life. Where are you today? How are you doing?
I'm back to walking 4 miles every morning. And I do what I want to do. I have a good quality of life. I couldn't ask for any better, especially at my age. And I owe that all to Dr. Yardley.
And a couple of other things. Often people get bonuses. It's not why they come in to see us. But your energy levels have improved, I think, like 70, 80% better, Bev, right? And
oh, yes.
And if I can say it, the constipation got better, too, didn't it?
That and the allergies, and the headache.
There you go. See, that's an improvement in quality of life. You know, some people it's a more gradual improvement, and other people it's like night and day. That varies from case to case.
So, Bev, are you going to go run a marathon now?
No, I'm not going to run a marathon, but I was in a 5K. I walked 3.5 miles in a 5K.
Very good.
I'd say you're doing a lot better, Bev.
Well, like I said, I couldn't ask to do better. Because I feel like my quality of life is so improved, you know, and so much so from the first time and this time. And so, but I know now when I start having a problem, I need to get back and see him sooner, and then I won't have that discomfort, you know, for so long and struggle with it.
Bev, let me ask you, you know, you undoubtedly have friends who experience pain, and you've chatted with about your experience, I'm sure. What do you tell us? Would you recommend Dr. Yardley to one of your friends who's suffering some kind of pain like this?
I recommend Dr. Yardley to everybody I come in contact with, just about. I carry extra cards of his with me at all times, and if I'm waiting in, like, the dentist's office or the eye doctor's office and strike up a conversation, I hand them out, and I just tell them what he's done for me.
Well, we
and how much he's improved my life.
We appreciate that, Beverly.
Thank you for making the time to talk with us, Bev.
Well, you're more than welcome.
Thanks
and
a lot.
You're welcome, Dr. Yardley. And when you go to his office, everybody is just so nice and so kind. You got to love them all.
Thank you, Bev.
Take care.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, there is a perfect example, Dr. Yardley, of somebody who your work, that you've changed their quality of life dramatically.
Well, and you know, we see it so often, and it's not what we do. The body heals itself. We simply make it possible.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Dr. Yardley is here to help. His gentle, non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at YardleyInstitute.org.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
Dr. Lee Yardley, it's Todd Herman. Dr. Yardley, did I read somewhere that there's some new theory that genes are the cause of all of our disease and that we're just passive, unable to do anything about that?
It wouldn't surprise me, and that's certainly what we've been led to believe. I mean, there isn't a week that goes by that you don't hear about some research that's been done for a gene that causes this cancer or a gene that causes that cancer, or you hear about some lady that gets both breasts removed because she's got the gene for breast cancer. Mm-hmm. And I think there's really some confusion on this, because the way the disease care approach is working, they consider disease either a genetic problem or a regulatory problem. And the tools that they use to solve this is drugs, surgery, and radiation. Now, if you look at it over the last 10 years, there's been just more and more of this genetic stuff going on, or genetic research, so to speak. Here's some interesting facts. First of all, the gene structure that we have in a cell that's in our brain is exactly the same gene structure that we have in a skin cell, and it's exactly the same gene structure as we have in a bone. And so what's interesting here is, what is the difference between those three cells? Well, the cells are very, very different. The gene structures are the same. What makes them different? It is the expression of the genes. And the expression of the genes is controlled by the actual outer surface of the cell, you see. So gene expression is what we have to take a look at if we want to really try and solve these problems. In fact, what's called the genome, the actual genetic structure of the human being, has been the same for thousands and thousands of years, and it has not changed to this day. Yet, if you take a look at 1950 on, these chronic illnesses that we've got have just grown exponentially.
So wait a minute, the genes haven't changed in that time period?
Right, they have not.
But the chronic disease has grown.
Exactly.
All right, so that doesn't, it's not at all coming from the genes. And I'm not a doctor. I can see that.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
That is totally correct.
So what's causing it?
Okay. So it's the expression of the genes that's the problem. And the expression of the genes is controlled by the internal and external environments. So the internal environment that we've got can be controlled by thoughts. Thoughts can have a big thing to do with that. The food that we eat, the brain-body connection that we deal with at the Yardley Institute, this has a tremendous impact in terms of internal environment relative to these cells. External environment, our exercise, how we deal with stress, what kind of stress we're under. All of this begins to feed into the external environment, and this is what determines the expression of genes. It's not the presence or absence of genes, it's the actual expression of the genes that we really have to worry about.
You're not saying that there are diseases, that there are diseases that we can't control, right?
Mongoloidism,
okay.
You know, it's gene 21, you know, there's an extra gene in there, and that creates, Down syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
There are genetically related diseases. But to look at genes as being the underlying cause of many of these chronic illnesses, I think it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, and particularly since you described the change, you know, since the 1950s, this increase in these chronic diseases. I mean, that has to be this combination of external and internal, and the changes of our lifestyle, right?
Exactly.
It's got to feed into that.
That's right. And we take a look at what's changed since the 50s. You know, the quality of our food supply, what we're actually consuming, you know, our level of activity, you know, in terms of being fit and doing things. there's just been a real change in our societal direction since the 50s, and we have to take a serious look at that if we're going to change the epigenetics of the cells and therefore the expression of the genes.
You said a word I need to understand, epigenetics.
Epigenetics is the science of the expression of genes. So gene study is looking at the presence of genes and trying to link you know, what they do. Epigenetics is what actually controls the expression of those genes, and it's a whole separate science in of itself.
Okay, so this is the stuff I could sit and listen to all day, because I want to understand how the body works. Because for me, I mean, I'm a testament in through changing behaviors, right? Part of that's as a patient at the Yardley Institute, and
right.
That was a changed behavior for me, and that brought about changes in how I feel, but also what I consume. And what's so interesting about changing what you consume is I think it changes what you do.
Mm-hmm.
I think changing what you consume and put in your body changes your energy level so that you're able to go out and be more active and maybe more like my grandpa. My grandpa was 85 years old when he was still climbing up on his roof and going up and, you know, taking it apart. Right? He was of that age, right? Of that
exactly.
Generation.
Yes.
So, I mean, that was my grandpa's experience, you know, and he was at that advanced age, but he worked his whole life. And you see a range of people in the practice, though. You see people who are very sedentary, and you see people, I know, because I see them in the welcome area, who are very, very active in their life. But the practice applies to people in different ways, and how is that?
It does, because people, you know, there's certain things I never tell people to do. I never tell people to lose weight. They know they need to. They'll make that choice when they're ready for it. I never tell a person to stop smoking. They know that's not good for them. They're going to make that decision when they get to it, you see. So our job at the Institute is to take people where they're at and try and move them in a direction of becoming healthier. And they make those choices. And one of the beauties and wonderful things about my practice is about 35 to 40% of the people I see in any given week aren't there because they have a problem. They're there on a maintenance basis or a wellness basis. I see them a few times each year, make sure they're doing good. Many of them are not only feeling good, but they're holding for years and years and years.
Now, you know, you're one of the few business people I know, Dr. Yardley, who makes it your goal to see the customers left less often, because you want the cure to occur. You want their body to regain the ability to heal itself, as you know, with the brain-body connection. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Chiral Radio.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues Dr. Yardley's patients have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Chiral Radio 97.3 FM.
We're back with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. We're going to talk to one of his patients, Judith, now, who used to be a great walker. She would walk from the U District to downtown Seattle until she was injured. Judith, tell us your story.
What happened was that I had an accident. I fell off my porch stairs, and I broke my ankle, so I was laid up for a couple of months. And when I ended up being able to get out of my cast, I just wasn't the same. I was having problems with back pain. It seemed like it's been so long that you get to the point to where it feels timeless. It seems like you're never going to get better.
And you explored a couple of different options before going to see Dr. Yardley, right?
Well, the first thing was going to a physical therapist. That was just a part of the rehab. And I really didn't get that much out of it at all. Then I ended up going to an acupuncturist, and I ended up getting some relief, but it was something that just didn't last very long. The next thing was I went to an osteopath. I ended up getting relief, but it just didn't last as long either. It was better than acupuncture, but it still wasn't allowing me to go back to my previous life. Then what ended up happening was that I listened to your station. I happened to have it on the weekend, and I started paying attention to Dr. Yardley's shows. I thought they were interesting, and after listening to them off and on for quite some time, I finally decided that I would try him.
And what was that like, Judith?
Dr. Yardley tries to explain what's going on with you at the time. He tries to give every opportunity to educate you.
What we do is we embrace the team approach in that, you know, the patient and the doctor are a team working towards an end. So we feel the more information, the more understanding the patient has, then they're in a better position to make the right decision for themselves. And that's entirely up to them. That's very important to us. I think it's how I would like to be treated if I was a patient.
Oh, yes. It's very different.
So once you started care with Dr. Yardley, what did you start to experience?
Well, the first thing was that I was starting to finally get some significant relief from my back pain. The other thing was that I was noticing that I was just generally feeling better. Another thing that happened to me was that I found out that my spine was twisted in such a way that one leg was actually shorter than the other. And so what ended up happening was that that ended up getting fixed.
Another thing we found on you is that you were kind of walking crooked in that your hips were facing in one direction, you were walking in another, sort of like a crab. And that actually came right out with the very first adjustment. And at times it kind of creeps back a little bit, but then it doesn't go anywhere near like it was originally. And we generally get it taken care of.
Well, it was really interesting because I didn't realize how out of balance I actually was. So once I ended up getting in balance, I started noticing differences just in terms of how I felt when I stand, how I feel when I walk. I now notice if a surface is level. I can tell if something is slightly not level. And I didn't notice that before.
And what impact has that had on your life, Judith? I know you were an enthusiastic walker.
It's getting better. It's not perfect at this point. I'm still going through treatment, but it is significantly better. I feel like a different person.
You haven't tried to walk from the University District down to Seattle yet, huh?
Oh, not yet.
Oh, I think that's a good goal, though. That's walking is a great exercise.
How far are you walking now?
Oh, I'm just walking around like a normal person. What the big difference is that I was getting to the point to where it seemed like my life was just caving in on myself. And what I mean by that is that I just didn't want to do anything. I just got to the point to where I wouldn't go anywhere unless I absolutely had to. For the longest time, I felt like I was just really decrepit. And I'm not that old. I'm in my 50s. But I should not have been living the life that I was living, being as old as I am.
Well, you know, it's so exciting that's not true for you anymore. You've actually become younger. How about that? Yeah. And I think in that last wellness assessment, you said that your low back was doing 85% better, hand numbness was doing 95% better, and sleep was 90% better.
Yes.
I think that's great.
So, Judith, what would you tell other people about Dr. Yardley's program?
Oh, I would definitely recommend it. I'm so sorry that I waited as long as I did because I wasted time. But I'm very, very glad that I just happened to come across this show and start listening to it.
And we're glad to. It was great. It's a privilege taking care of you.
Yes, and Judith, thank you so much for making time to share your story with us.
Thank you.
You take care. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to yardleyinstitute.org.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
Dr. Yardley, you have a story, I've heard you tell it before, about a young boy involved with your process, and I just would like you to share that story with us, because I think it's fascinating, would you?
Sure. It was a number of years ago, and there was this 14-year-old boy, and he'd been diagnosed with, well, what had happened was he'd been experiencing back pain, really.
At age 14.
So severe at times, could not get out of bed. And of course, his parents were really concerned about this. So they took him to the family doctor, and the family doctor really didn't know much about such things, but said, let's get some x-rays taken. He had the x-rays taken, and then looking at them, he said, well, we need to refer you to an orthopedic surgeon. So they did, and about 3 weeks later, you see father and son walking into the orthopedic surgeon's office, and the orthopedic surgeon performed an examination. He looked at the x-rays, and he diagnosed an advanced case of scoliosis. And at that time, there was very little to offer or little that could be done. He simply said, you know, just go on with your life. And so he did.
They couldn't operate at that point.
No. It wasn't that severe. Okay. That would have been an option if it had got severe enough. But that wasn't discussed at that time. From the age of 14 to the age of 18, this young man found himself very limited. He wasn't able to participate in sports. At times, the searing back pain was so bad that he literally had to crawl off the bed. At the age of 18, a fellow classmate came up to him one day and said, look, I know you've been having problems with this. And my dad went to see this guy. He was having some problems with his back, and he was helped a lot. Mm-hmm. So he gave him the card. And the young man looked at the card, and looking at it, he saw that it wasn't a regular doctor. It was someone that did something different. And so he thought about it for a few days and then, you know, made an appointment to go in and see the guy. And the guy explained what he did and what he thought he could do with it. And not at all too sure about this, the young man started under a course of care. And within 30 days, he saw dramatic improvement in the way that he felt.
Now, you're telling me that this kid, this 14-year-old, went 4 years with really bad pain.
It's true.
To the point where he actually could not get out of his bed at times.
That's right.
Or could barely get out. And within 30 days, he felt better?
Yes.
Was the pain gone in 30 days?
90% of it was gone within 30 days.
That's an amazing story.
Yes, and in the months that followed, the results were so profound for that young man that he decided that he was going to go to college and he was going to learn how to do what this doctor had done.
Really?
And it's a true story, because I was that 14-year-old boy. And that's how I learned and discovered about the profession that I practice every day.
What did your parents say? I mean, obviously, were you with your parents at age 18 when you went to that procedure with the other doctor?
Actually, no.
So
I did this on my own.
Oh, they must have been, when you came to them and said, the pain is gone, they must have been astounded.
They were, but they were even more horrified at the thought that their 18-year-old son was going to leave New Zealand and travel to the United States to gain an education. That was a little bit difficult for them to deal with. But deal with it they did. And over the years, I've had the opportunity of taking care of many, many people with scoliosis.
And what is scoliosis?
Scoliosis is curvature of the spine. Looking at it from the front or the back, it's got curves in it. And you measure these curves in degrees.
Okay.
If there's no scoliosis, it's 0 degrees. If you've got a curve, then you start measuring it in degrees, and it goes up. And if it gets to 20 degrees or more, then medically, they would consider putting you in a brace.
Okay.
And this is something that has to be worn 23 out of 24 hours a day.
Is that curative, or is that just something that you wear for the rest of your life, or what?
Actually, neither. You will wear it for a period of time with no expectation that the curve will improve. The theory is, and I think it's true in practice, is that it's going to stop it from getting worse.
It doesn't
get rid of it, but it slows it down or stops it from getting worse. And the thing about it is there have been tomes written on how teenagers tend not to wear those.
Yeah,
because it's because of the psychological impact on them.
It's amazing. So let's talk about how your procedure doesn't, quote, cure scoliosis.
It doesn't, but 90% of the cases we've taken care of in the last 34 years have shown measurable improvement on x-ray of the curves, regardless of age. I'm talking even senior citizens.
People who have had scoliosis for 40, 50 years.
Yes, there's a reduction in curves. Now, one of the things that we make clear to people, our goal is not to straighten the spine.
Okay.
Our goal is to balance the spine. Give me the choice between a crooked, balanced spine versus a straight, unbalanced one. I'll take a crooked, balanced one any day. But, and But one of the side effects of that is these curves measurably go down. We see dramatic improvements with that. There are cases that are so bad we will not accept them for care. They've waited too long. The damage is too great. They're really going to need to go through the surgery. If it's over 40 degrees, now I've taken care of cases over 40 degrees and seen significant improvement.
Yes.
But the medical approach is if it goes over 40 degrees, then they would do surgery. That surgery would be to actually bolt rods into the spine, which a person will be expected to wear for the rest of their lives.
Will they be pain-free?
They're not necessarily painful with the rods, but they're restricted in terms of how well they can move. And there's often pain that develops as they get older.
Your procedure, the upper cervical procedure that you do, the alignment that you do.
Yes.
What is that? Why does that help so much? And just really briefly.
Because one of the side effects of a brain-body compromise is you function with one leg shorter than the other and one hip higher than the other, which naturally causes the spine to curve to the short leg and low hip side. So once you correct the brain-body connection, the legs even out, the hips even out, the reason for that curvature now disappears.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Thanks for listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley. You can learn more about the Yardley Institute and listen to over 50 patients share their remarkable stories. Just go to yardleyinstitute.org. Tune in next Sunday for Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.